I've known both of these men for a while. Stanton, the book that is under option now is something I optioned after Dark Skies, but it never quite became the cohesive piece that it needed to be. And as I got to know both of these men, I realized that possibly the story was not just the story of Roswell, and possibly it wasn't just somebody's book, but maybe it was a larger story than that, and that there was another way to tell it. And so, what if you think about Julie and Julia last year, it was two books that were put into one movie. We're kind of trying to do that with the UFO situation and with Roswell. And from my point of view, the way I look at these two men and the work that they've done, it's the story, as I like to say, this is going, Magic Men will be the story of two down-to-earth guys who are chasing a story that is out of this world. And by that, I just simply mean that we don't want to sell short the story of Roswell, but we want to dimensionalize it and allow people to actually see that it's an act of bravery to go out there and to look into the research that's needed to break a story like this. I personally think, and you know, you guys will probably blush on the radio right now, but I think both Stan and Don are these underdog American heroes. I mean, these are guys that hate being lied to, and they'll bear almost any burden to get at the truth. And that's very American to me. And I think even though the story is very international, it's got a lot of elements in it that make it a great film.
And as you went through this evolution, Bryce, with Don and Stanton, did you change any belief systems? I know you've always been a believer in the genre, but did it magnify itself a little bit more?
Well, it's interesting. The short answer is yes, but the larger answer is that I didn't start out as a believer in UFOs. I started out as a believer that UFOs might make a good movie or a good television series. And the more I have availed myself of studying and meeting with people like Stan and Don and many other people, and Richard Dolan, of course, who I'm authoring that book with, mm-hmm. I've realized that this is a true phenomenon, and the more you know about it, the more you realize it's the most important story of our lifetimes, and it's important to tell it properly. So my journey in general has been from skepticism to belief, because the facts are there. And as for Magic Men, the journey that I've traveled on that particular piece of material is about Roswell, of course, and both Stanton and Don competed, if you will, to tell the Roswell story. They were each working with different partners at a time, so I find that to be a compelling part of the story. But they both were chasing the same story, and they both made each other better. It's like what we say about competition. When someone else is out there, you rise to the occasion. I think that's true of both these gentlemen. And then the other part of it, in terms of just coming to terms with what's true and what's not, is the journey that Stan took me on with his book Top Secret Magic and his passion to document the Majestic 12 documents. And let's face it, there aren't too many people out there that are as comfortable going into a government archive and spending the time and doing the detail work that's necessary to prove a document, a comma, a name, a rank, as Stanton Friedman. And he's done an incalculably good thing for the world by doing that.